report and possible discussion on pension advisor report by RBC Institutional Consulting Group. John?
Do you want me to introduce? Let me hand those out. No, my part will be the next one. John Pickett, as you all know, our advisor is now going to give, and I'm going to hand this out, really a report on the quarter's performance. And then the next agenda item, John, is when we'll go into the, after this. Left to without a chair. We've got, I guess, several items to cover today. First off, I agree with you, Ms. Kilgore. I need a booster seat this day. Goodness gracious. We have several items to cover today. First, what we're going to do is, of course, review the quarterly performance that we've heard from BlackRock. And then we're going to talk about completion of some items we started at the last meeting, filling out our overall asset allocation is called for in our statement of investment policy. The report that I just handed out is, of course, as of the end of December. And as Jeff mentioned, 2009 was a really, really unusual year. I mean, the S&P 500 was up 26%. Is up about 6% in the last quarter, and of course 26%, most of that came, after March. It's up about 60% since the lows, and comparing that to the year before, we were down about 37%, so it's sort of the both ends of the spectrum. This year what we saw were the top performers were technology, by far the best performer for the year, up over 60%. Financials, had the biggest roller coaster. They were down big in the first quarter, up in the second and third, and then down again in the fourth quarter. If we look at the markets, both from a growth and a value perspective, you're going to see that the growth market outperformed the value markets. The Apples, the Microsofts, etc., outperformed the basic industries. But at the same time, we also saw commodities go up. Saw energy up over 7%. Energy prices up over 70%. We saw gold up almost 25%. So it was a very unusual year from a trend perspective. And right now we see interest rates. And it depends on what you're talking about when you say interest rates. If you talk about the rate that the Fed sets, the overnight rate, the money market rate, virtually zero. But if you talk about the spread between these short rates and longer rates, it's, depending on how you're measuring it, close to all-time highs. So the spreads are pretty wide right now. With that, let's just talk a little bit about the performance of our portfolio. And if you go to page 3, really we can look at the most important aspect, and that is how the total portfolio performed. Now, total portfolio today is just the monies that Jeff referred to, which was the 60% equity, 40% fixed income allocation, or approximately there, that's managed by BlackRock in very large cap domestic equities. If you go to page 4, this gives us an idea of how the portfolio has progressed in the overall asset allocation. And if you start at the bottom of the domestic equity, which would be about a year ago, you can see that, you know, we were pretty ways off, pretty good ways off from our from our asset allocation target. By the end of the year, we were very much in line with our target, and this really came from appreciation, not from rebalancing or moving money from one to the other. Next page addresses the overall asset allocation, not asset allocation, the overall equity returns. And again, what we're seeing is equity returns below the S&P, and again, substantially below what Jeff said. Quite frankly, we have seen in other portfolios to one degree or another that we saw the lower quality companies bounce back and bounce back dramatically. And what are we saying here? We're saying this time last year, the market was priced to fail. They were saying with the credit markets being as tight as they are or were at that time, a lot of these companies would not be able to obtain the financing that they needed to stay in business. And we saw a lot of companies cutting dividends just because they didn't know where they'd be finding, where they'd be able to get the money they needed. And when all of a sudden the credit market started to free up, we saw a real big explosion in those companies that had been priced to fail, ones that they said, you know, might not be around in 12 to 36 months. The ones that were very strong, the ones that there was, you know, less uncertainty about, really did not bounce back that much. Now, I think if we look at, I think probably the best representation of this is if you go to page 9 and look at the bottom of the page. And what we're looking at on the bottom of the page is non-overlapping calendar periods. And for 2009, the median, if you will, balance manager was up 24%. If we had a portfolio that was just 60% S&P, 40% the bar cap ag or bonds, it would have been 18%. So the overall performance of our portfolio was substantially below either of those benchmarks. And the number at the very bottom showing percentile rank says that what you'd like to have is a number that's at 50 or below. Well, we're at 97, so that's saying that we underperformed all but about 3% of balanced funds in that universe for that period of time. If you were go back just 1 year, though, it was just the opposite. If you see, our overall performance at that point was negative 17% versus the universe median of 28, about the fourth percentile. Part of what we're seeing here is exactly what I said, what Jeff said. It's the type of portfolio we have is a very high quality portfolio, and certainly did not perform well during this last quarter, or this last year. But it's what BlackRock has always done. It's the type of securities that they've bought. I think the process that we undertook at the last meeting to try to further diversify our portfolio, to not just have very large cap domestic companies, is going to really aid our overall predictability and returns over long periods of time. With that, I'll be quiet and try to answer questions, because I know we've got a lot to cover today.
Any questions? No questions. We'll now go to discussion and possible action on the retirement plan amendment preparation.